Chapter 4 Dreams. Back inside the cave, the BFG put Sophie on the enormous table again.
I keep thinking about your parents, he said. Do you think that they're running around shouting, "Where's Sophie?"
I don't have parents, Sophie said. They both died when I was a baby.
You're making me sad, the BFG said.
Don't be sad, Sophie said. No one's going to worry about me. I lived in an orphanage with lots of other children. None of us had parents there.
Were you happy at the orphanage? The BFG asked.
No, it was terrible. Sophie said. The adults were horrible. Sometimes they put us in a dark room for a day and a night without anything to eat or drink.
You're making me sadder and sadder, said the BFG. There were tears in his eyes, and one huge tear fell onto the floor with a loud noise. For a few minutes, they did not say anything. Then Sophie said,
May I ask you a question?
Yes, of course, answered the BFG kindly.
What were you doing in our village last night? Why did you put that trumpet into the Gucci's house?
The BFG sat up suddenly in his chair. You want me to tell you a very big secret, he said, looking at Sophie with bright eyes. No one has heard it before.
I won't tell anyone, said Sophie.
If you really want to know, I will tell you, the BFG said. I was blowing a dream through the window.
You were blowing a dream? Asked Sophie. What does that mean?
I am a dream-blowing giant, the BFG said. When all the other giants are eating people, I'm blowing nice dreams into children's bedrooms.
But where do you get these dreams? Asked Sophie.
I collect them, the BFG said, waving an arm at the glass bottles all around them. I have millions of them.
How do you collect dreams? Sophie cried. Tell me everything.
The BFG sat back comfortably in his chair. Dreams are very interesting things, he said. They fly around in the air, looking for sleeping people. You can't see dreams until you catch them. They make a very quiet noise, but people can't hear them.
Can you hear dreams? Sophie asked.
The BFG pointed at his enormous ears, and he started to move them in and out with a big smile on his face. Yes, he said. I can hear everything with these ears.
Wow, said Sophie. Is there a dream in this cave now?
The BFG moved his ears again, listening. No. The only dreams in this cave are in those glass bottles. Dreams don't often come to giant country. Every morning I go out to dream country and I catch new ones. Sophie looked at the bottles around her and she saw that there was something moving slowly inside each bottle. The dreams were about the size of an egg. And they were a beautiful light green colour. On the side of each bottle, there was a large white label.
What do the labels say?
Sophie asked the BFG. Every dream is a different story, he said. I listen to the dream, then I write its story on the label. Then I can find the dream later.
Can I read some of the labels? Sophie asked him.
The BFG took Sophie in his huge hand and he put her next to three big bottles on the floor. Sophie began to read the labels.
I'm wearing special boots and I can go anywhere. I can even walk on the ceiling. I'm climbing a mountain with my cat. I'm only 8 years old, but I have a huge beard on my face. What funny dreams!
Sophie smiled.